Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of chill in a world that's constantly trying to crank the volume up to 11. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Affirmations. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is all woo-woo stuff, hear me out. Affirmations aren't about becoming some super zen guru or denying reality. It's about flipping the script on those negative self-talk loops that keep us stuck. Ever catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or I always mess things up? Yeah, we all have those moments. The trick is to counter them with positive statements that actually make a difference. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle, and just like any muscle, it needs the right kind of training. If you keep feeding it negativity, well, guess what? It's gonna grow stronger at being negative. But when you consistently use affirmations, you're basically lifting weights for your self-belief. You're rewiring those neural pathways to think more positively and confidently. Here are 5 things to remember about the power of affirmations. 1. Specificity is key. Instead of just saying, I am happy, try something more specific like, I am grateful for the opportunities in my life, or I radiate joy and positivity. The more targeted your affirmation, the better it will resonate with your subconscious mind. Think about what you actually want to achieve and craft your affirmations around those goals. 2. Feel the feels. This isn't just about saying the words, it's about really embodying them. When you say an affirmation, visualize yourself already experiencing that positive outcome. Feel the emotions associated with it, the confidence, the joy, the sense of accomplishment. The stronger the emotional connection, the more powerful your affirmation will be. 3. Consistency is king. Don't expect miracles overnight. Think of affirmations as a daily practice, like brushing your teeth but for your mind. Repeat them several times throughout the day, especially during those moments when self-doubt creeps in. The more you use them, the more they'll become ingrained in your thinking. 4. Believe it to achieve it. This one's crucial. Affirmations won't work if you don't actually believe in what you're saying. Don't just go through the motions. Truly internalize those positive statements. Start by choosing affirmations that resonate with you and feel genuine. As you start to see positive changes, your belief will grow stronger, creating a powerful feedback loop. 5. Celebrate small wins. Every step forward counts. Don't get discouraged if you don't see immediate results. Instead, focus on celebrating those small wins along the way. Did you manage to catch yourself before spiraling into negative self-talk? Awesome. Did you feel a flicker of confidence after repeating an affirmation? Boom. That's progress. Keep celebrating those victories, and they'll fuel your journey towards positive change. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who constantly doubted her abilities. She'd say things like, my art isn't good enough, or nobody will ever appreciate my work. But then, she discovered the power of affirmations. Every morning she would look in the mirror and say, I am a creative force, and I am proud of my unique talent. She started incorporating this into her daily routine, visualizing herself as a successful artist, receiving praise for her work. Over time, she noticed a shift. She started taking more risks with her art, feeling more confident in her abilities. And guess what? People started noticing her talent too. See, affirmations aren't magic spells. They're tools to help you unlock your own inner power. Remember that negativity bias we talked about? Affirmations are like a mental shield, deflecting those negative thoughts and paving the way for a more positive mindset. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? If you're ready to tap out of overthinking and negativity, start incorporating affirmations into your daily life. Choose a few that resonate with you, feel them in your heart, and repeat them like a mantra. Trust me, your mind will thank you for it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little positive reinforcement. Let's spread the power of affirmations together, one day at a time. And, as always, keep tapping out of that overwhelm and embracing the beautiful chaos of life. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.